This is episode number 2436 of the Who Cares News for Friday, May 5th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, Ed Sheeran doesn't have to quit the business now.
Oh, wow.
Because yesterday it was determined that he didn't rip off Marvin Gaye in his 2014 song, Thinking Out Loud.
You know, here's the thing. Good on Ed. Because I know threatening to quit the music business if you lose a copyright thing. I say to him, hey, you know what? George Harrison lived up to tell the truth on that thing. And he did just fine afterwards. It made him mad, but he went on to keep making music.
What did George Harrison rip off?
Well, My Sweet Lord was influenced by He's So Fine by the Crystals.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, and a judge determined that. And here's the funny part about that one. Guess who produced both records?
Who?
Phil Spector. 20 years
apart.
Oh,
well.
Yeah, see? Yeah, not 20 years.
So if you're going to blame anybody.
Apart. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then there's, you know, DuckTales. Ooh.
And? Yeah.
The Linda Ronstadt song.
Which one?
Well, now all I can hear...
It's so easy to fall in love?
No.
Which one are you thinking of?
Well, I can't tell you now because now all I can hear is Linda Ronstadt singing DuckTales.
Move on. She can't sing DuckTales.
I know that.
She can't sing anything anymore.
In a statement... That's not nice.
I didn't say it was nice.
In a statement, Ed writes, I am obviously very happy with the outcome of the case, and it looks like I'm not going to have to retire from my day job after all.
Lucky us.
But at the same time... I am unbelievably frustrated that baseless claims like this are allowed to go to court at all.
You know, and I get it. I don't know who started this one. Obviously, it's a Marvin Gaye song again. Marvin Gaye's heirs won a ton of money off of Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
For his little plagiarization.
Yeah. And that was kind of obvious.
Well, I thought this was kind of obvious, but, you know, there's, who knows?
Ed was really upset that he missed his grandma's funeral in Ireland during the trial that was based in New York.
I think he could have got out for that. I think, you know, when she died, he probably could have gone and said, look, I got to go to Ireland. You know, he probably could have got the court. That's understandable.
Well, now Ed can he can clearly attend his duties this week on American Idol.
That's true. That's true. He's not being bogged down is what I'm trying to say.
No,
by the court system.
Well, now he has a good excuse as any to miss the coronation. You know, you kind of get short and stuff.
Except that the people he's filling in for are going to the coronation. So, Ed, come on, man. You know, when you get back to England, don't expect to get knighted. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Well, see, you know,
unless you do something really great.
No, because you know Katy Perry has to go. Her husband's a Brit.
Oh, well, that's true. He's not her husband.
I'm sorry, her
fiance.
Her fiance. Sorry.
Baby dad.
That's right. They haven't gotten married.
They have not gotten married.
All right. So her fiance is British.
She is British. Yeah.
Lionel Richie. You know,
maybe
he could stay and Ed Sheeran could go to the coronation. I think it's a little late now.
I'm not going to be cruel here. I'm just saying. Lionel Richie was lucky to get a gig on American Idol. He wasn't getting many gigs as it was. I mean, his time has come. And so for him to go and sing the oldies like a cover band for the king, God bless him. Because that's what he's going to be
doing. But you know
doing.
What? He's still Lionel effing Rich. I love Lionel Rich.
Hello? Is it me you're looking
Maybe
for?
Except for that song.
All right.
Anyway, so there you go.
All right.
Ed Sheeran. Successful in court.
You know,
will be a good American Idol judge. He doesn't have to go to the coronation.
He should countersue.
Between Victoria Justice's chic pantsuit and Sarah Hyland's darling floral getup, there's no denying that celebs dress to the nines for the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, that's right. What do they call it? The richest 3 minutes in sports?
It's big.
It's huge. And everybody's like, Louisville is a party town tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
It's, yeah.
You know what? We should bucket list that. When we're really big and famous, because we're going to be big and famous someday. I just know it.
We're going to the Kentucky Derby?
We could do the show from Churchill Downs, if they'll let us.
Well, I'd have to have a hat because you can't go without a hat.
Yeah,
a lady cannot go without a hat.
Well, we'd have to be like dressed to the nines.
Because, yes. You know,
but we'd be celebrities. All I wish is that we're celebrities like Kyle and Jackie O, and that's all that matters, Morgan. That's all that matters.
Well, derby fashion is such an important tradition that stars even commission custom-made outfits.
Right.
Which
is like going to the Oscars.
We kind of knew that.
Yeah.
So at the 2018 event, Blackish actor Anthony Anderson wowed in a custom canary yellow suit.
Oh, I'll bet that was...
Specifically made for the derby. Okay.
Well, yeah. Cool, though. Very cool.
And he said, I may put it in a case and just have it in the family room.
I mean, when else is he going to want to go wearing a suit looking like the mask if it's a canary orange?
But he brightened up everybody's day. Well, so this year, we're betting on even more unforgettable ensembles.
Yeah, but do they do a red carpet? I don't know if they do a red carpet or not.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Every year,
yeah.
There is a picture of Danny Burkholdt.
Okay.
Danny Lynn, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Anna Nicole's daughter.
Right. Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
her right. And her dad was Larry Burkholdt.
Oh, yeah.
Every year.
Okay.
Every year. I don't think they've missed.
Derby.
Every year they have a picture of her and her dad.
How old is she now?
She's a teenager.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
But it's you see her grow. You actually watch her grow up.
Oh, yeah.
Because this has been a consistent thing.
And the run for the roses thing, you know, and then the triple crown, you know, because of the Belmont Stakes and the Preakness.
Yep.
On top of that. And very few horses win all three.
Well, this is 100. Well, no, that is true.
Yeah.
My favorite by all time favorite forever will be Secretariat.
Okay.
Yep. Right. 149th Kentucky Derby is set to air tomorrow with coverage kicking off at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on NBC and Peacock. In addition to whimsical headwear, viewers won't want to miss Grammy winner Carly Pierce's natural anthem performance at the Churchill Downright
Track. Oh, Carly Pierce. Wow, for our country music fans, that'll be good. But the race, I don't think, begins until, like, I don't know, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it's later.
Eastern or 3 o'clock our time. I don't know. It's later in the day.
But there's
the festivities.
Day, so.
I have been to Churchill Downs in person.
Oh.
Not for a race, but they have a tour. And they've got a beautiful little museum.
I bet
there,
they do.
Which is just fantastic. I mean,
I've been to Louisville. But...
Walk through the stables. They let you walk out on the track.
Oh.
And it is huge, man. I mean, I've been to Santa Anita. Who? Churchill Downs is like going to the Indianapolis 500. I've been there too.
So it's bigger than the.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's huge. So hey, run for the roses. With our apologies for forgetting Anna Nicole Smith's daughter's name. My bad. And Halle Berry, who probably won't be at the.
You
race
never
tomorrow.
Know.
She might.
Maybe she will.
Yeah. Now that she's cut her hair, she needs a hat. More. Who cares on Monday? Have a great weekend, Dan.
That's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.